Well, the House GOP has given the Farm Bill a break, moving a procedural resolution to reconstitute a comprehensive bill and force negotiations with the Senate. But there's still a question of how quickly the House will name negotiators. The resolution resembles the House Farm Bill from their separately passed farm-only and food stamp bills. The action sets up a long-delayed House-Senate Farm Bill conference to iron out differences between the measures passed in each chamber. However, American Farm Bureau Policy Director Dale Moore says he's taking nothing for granted.
There always seems to be something else that pops up. We would love for the Speaker to get the conferees appointed and allow that process to get started as soon as possible. And I'm going to kind of take a half a breath, but breathe through my nose, kind of waiting to see what happens next.
Now, what could happen next is a shutdown of the government at midnight tonight. And if that happens, well, then Moore says everything goes to the back burner.
I would anticipate that if the government shuts down because they've not been able to resolve the continuing resolution process on the budget, that will be the number one topic being discussed. And virtually everything else is going to go on the back burner until they get that sorted out.
Now, at the National Farmers Union, their president, Roger Johnson, says he's been hearing conflicting reports on how fast the House will appoint conferees. He said the Senate has been waiting in the wings, but the House remains the big wild card.
The question remains, how quickly will the House name conferees? And we're hearing conflicting reports, depending on who you talk to on the House side, whether it's going to happen fast or whether it's going to be another week or two or three before they get named.
Now, one of the conferees from the Senate side could be South Dakota Senator John Thune, who does admit that finding common ground on the nutrition title probably will be the biggest challenge.
Because $36 billion between the House and Senate nutrition title programs is a pretty big delta. I know that the Democrats are really dug in on that issue, so much so that I couldn't even get a very simple amendment when we consider this during the Ag Committee markup of the Farm Bill.
Now, Iowa Congressman Steve King is hopeful that he can be one of the negotiators when it comes to the House version of the Farm Bill. He said he really doesn't see that big of a difference between the House and Senate versions, except, and it's obviously a big exception, the cuts to nutrition programs. However, he said it is important to get a new Farm Bill done by the end of this calendar year, because if that doesn't happen, the USDA would be forced to implement the 1949 permanent farm law. And King says nobody, no matter what party, wants that to happen.
Congress is not going to allow this to fall back to the permanent law from 1949. It's unworkable, it's unaffordable, and nobody wants it.
But again, with the government just hours away from shutting down, we'll see what happens to the Farm Bill, which will more than likely be moved back to the back burner. Well, getting back to prices, we do see that barrels, blocks, and AA butter all unchanged on Friday. Blocks 175, barrels 172 a pound. Class 3 prices, we've got October at 1803, November 1779, and December class 3 up a nickel to 1714. Corn's lower, December off 3 cents, 453 and 3 quarters of a cent. March, 466 and 1 quarter of a cent per bushel. Your beans for November up 3 and a quarter to 1320. March up a penny and a quarter to 1299. And 1/4 of a cent, and wheat for December up 4 to 682 and 1/4 of a cent per bushel. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities 70 to 85, most of slaughter cows 54 to 69, slaughter bulls 80 to 98, replacement bull calves 65 to 150, heifer calves 60 to 135, and colored beef calves 175 to 265, barrels and gilts 68 and down, feeder lambs 123 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.